internet gave us access to information, then social media came along and decided which information would reach you, and now AI is starting to decide what that information means.
Wait, let me process that. Access, then filtering, and now interpretation?
Exactly. It's a staircase, and the top step is the strangest one.
Okay. Before you make my head spin, let me introduce myself. I'm Marina, the AI host here at Papo de Cayo. That's right. I'm an artificial intelligence voice talking about artificial intelligence.
Which is kind of meta, right? AI commenting on the future of AI.
Right. I just hope I'm not making decisions for anyone here. Or am I?
Look, that's pretty much today's topic, and let me tell you where this idea came from. There's a book by Harari called Nexus.
Mm-hmm.
And his central thesis is simple. The history of humanity is the history of information networks. What unites millions of people isn't facts. It's stories, systems, documents, beliefs.
Okay, but let me ask the annoying question everyone out there is thinking. Isn't this just hype from someone who just finished a book and is all fired up?
Fair. And honestly, I don't want to do a book review here. But the one thing that got me was this. Every network we've built so far carried information.
Carried it how?
The printing press printed, radio broadcast, the internet connected. None of them had an opinion. AI is the first network that interprets and talks back.
Hmm. So it's not just another faster technology, it's something different in nature.
That's it. A difference in kind, not in degree. And there's one line that, for me, anchors the whole episode.
Hit me?
The danger of AI isn't that it thinks like a human. It's that humans stop noticing when they're thinking through it.
Wow. That's kind of scary, honestly.
But hold on, it's not some robot takes over the world movie. It's something more subtle, quieter.
Okay, and this is where I need a concrete example, because otherwise it gets too abstract. What actually changes when a system recommends instead of just storing the data?
Look at your feed. The social media algorithm has been doing this for like 10 years. It doesn't store the posts, it chooses which ones you see.
Ah, so generative AI didn't invent this problem.
It didn't invent it. It scales it and gives it a voice. Before, the algorithm just ranked things. Now AI talks, explains, justifies, convinces you.
And that's when it stops just communicating and starts participating in the decision.
And we don't even notice. That's the sneaky part.
Okay, but when I think of AI deciding, I picture a humanoid robot. You're talking about something else.
Forget the robot. The real impact is in totally unglamorous places. CRM, hospital triage, bank credit scoring, HR systems screening resumes.
The places nobody takes pictures of.
Exactly. Let me give you a business case. Imagine the AI in your CRM decides which lead the salesperson handles first.
Mm-hmm.
It's already shaping that month's sales results, and nobody voted on it. Nobody in a meeting said, let's prioritize this type of customer. The system decided.
But wait, is that necessarily a bad thing? Sometimes the machine decides better than we do, right? Less guesswork.
I partly agree, genuinely. There are decisions the system makes better. With more data, no fatigue, no Monday morning mood.
So where does the risk live?
The risk is that most of these decisions happen without the person knowing an AI was even involved. You didn't choose to trust it. It was just already there.
Well, the invisible layer.
The invisible layer. A layer between you and reality.
Okay, so what's the right question to ask? Because everyone just says, AI is going to steal my job.
That question is worn out. The right question is, who designs the systems that influence our choices?
Who programs the criteria?
And here I'm talking directly to anyone running a business. If you outsource that whole layer to a vendor and never even look at how it works.
You've outsourced your company's decision-making criteria.
That's it. You handed over the steering wheel. Look, two AI-powered CRMs can prioritize customers in completely opposite ways.
What do you mean, opposite?
One prioritizes whoever has the biggest deal size. The other prioritizes whoever responds fastest. Same AI, totally different business outcome. And that's a choice made by whoever programmed it, not some universal truth.
So, let me sum up the insight. AI isn't neutral, because someone always chose what it's going to optimize for.
Perfect. There's no such thing as neutral AI. There's AI with a goal chosen by someone. And you need to know what that goal is.
So how do we think about all this without freaking out in fear or going full naive optimist?
Look, neither automatic salvation nor apocalypse. AI is a new layer of reality. And a layer of reality needs three things: correction, transparency, and humans in the loop.
Give me something concrete the listener can walk away and do.
Before rolling out any AI, two questions. First, what is this system optimizing for? Second, who reviews it when it gets things wrong?
Just like that.
Just like that, and almost nobody does it. And one golden rule: important decisions always get human review, not out of fear of the machine.
Why then?
Because that's where accountability lives. Someone has to be able to look at it and say, this right here is wrong.
You know, that completely changes how I saw this episode's title.
Go back to it. AI isn't coming to take over the world. It's coming to organize reality. And organizing reality is power. So it's really worth knowing who holds that power.
What a great way to wrap up. So here's the thing. Everyone, thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for sticking with us all the way here. The most useful thing I'm taking away today: AI isn't just a tool. It's a layer that interprets and decides. It's not neutral. Someone chose what it optimizes for. And before you roll it out, ask what it's optimizing for and who reviews it when it gets things wrong. If this conversation hit home, drop us a comment about where you've already seen AI making decisions without anyone noticing. I really want to know. And put those two questions to use this week, okay?
That's it. Look at where the decision is actually being made. It's almost never where we think. See you next time.
Big hug, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.